My name is Mickey Full. I'm born and raised in Amsterdam, currently living in New York. I definitely support the Netherlands. Like I said, I was born and raised in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. So that's the team that I'm supporting. That's the only country I root for. And I'm definitely excited to root for them. We got a good coach, so let's go for it. If you can sum up my life in a few areas, it's always family, football, my city, and my belief. I believe in Christ, that's it. Footy is high on that list.
My name is Roey Rosen. Originally, I'm from Israel. I live most of my life in New Jersey. Right now, I live in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. There's a lot of bad stuff going around the World Cup. I don't know if you read about it. So the fact that it's in Qatar, they basically were like, we're going to build the most extravagant stadiums like you've ever seen in the world, and we're going to build it in like an incredibly short period of time. But the way they did that is that they used a lot of migrant labor. A lot of people died building those stadiums, and it's always really tragic. But I am obviously still excited for the World Cup. It's always super cool to see all nations and all people from all over the world kind of circle around the same thing. It's just always a cool thing. Ole, 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 ole.
My name is Charlotte Dupree. I'm from France and half Colombian as well. Soccer is everything in Europe. I mean, more in Latin America and like Hispanic countries, but in France is huge as well. So everything is around soccer. Well, in America, you guys have other sports. So that's why soccer is coming back, but it's not centered the same way. It's not as important for society. For me, soccer is a little bit of a heartbroken story because I started to play at 8 years old after France won the World Cup in 98. Like every kid my age, I wanted to play. So my mom brought me to the soccer team next door, and the coach was like, it's a girl. My mom was, it's a kid. I made a trial, a pass, but I was the only girl in the team, and I played, well, always in the starting 11 until 13 years old, around there. It was hard because I could not dress in the locker room, take a shower. There's no facilities for girls, so I was separated. But I was in the starting 11, and at 13 years old, he told me that hormones were coming and I had a vagina. He said it this way, and I could not play anymore. And there was no girl team, there was no option, so I stopped. And I came back 20 years later and I started to play again with those guys here at Sunrise FC. Well, I'm looking forward that France win a third one. But I don't know if we're going to do it because we have a lot of injured players this year. And it's a weird World Cup also in winter and everything. But I guess if we can do it, we'll do it, you know.
My name is Alberto Mamarella. Mom is Ghanaian and dad is Italian. Italy's not in it, so I'm going to go for Ghana. So that's one thing. I got to rep my mom's country as well. So that's exciting, especially around the holidays. So this one is a little bit different, you know. So, yeah, more than that is just the excitement around the competition and obviously the games and who's going to shine and who's not. Football is everything. I mean it with my whole heart. It's an extension of me. So if you want to know me, you have to know football. Otherwise, you're not going to get along.